Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, March 4th, and we have completed week 9 of 2024. Have you checked out the status match and bonus points offers that the airlines and hotels are promoting? We do all the work of tracking deals so that you can sign up for bonus points and miles and take advantage of the status match benefits when they're announced. All you have to do is visit the points or status match page on businesstravel360.com to access them all. Now, let's get to the headlines. The Federal Aviation Administration said that it's giving Boeing 90 days to come up with a plan to fix its quality problems and meet safety standards for building planes after the panel blew off on a brand new 737 MAX jetliner last month. The agency said that the directive followed an all-day meeting with top Boeing officials at FAA headquarters in Washington. Boeing must commit to real and profound improvements, according to the FAA administrator. Making foundational change is required as a sustained effort from Boeing's leadership, and we're going to hold them accountable every step of the way. The CEO of Boeing said that he had a clear picture of what needed to be done because of company and independent reviewers. Boeing will develop a comprehensive action plan with measurable criteria that demonstrates the profound change that the administrator and the FAA demand. That was according to Boeing's CEO. The FAA did not indicate what action it might take if Boeing fails to meet the 90-day deadline. The Flight Centre Travel Group recorded $106 million Australian dollars profit before tax for the first half of the financial year, boosted by strong business travel growth, which saw a total corporate travel value increase of almost 17% to a record of 5.9 billion Australian dollars. The underlying profit increased 90 million or 565% from the previous 16 million. The group's corporate business contributed 52% of overall TTV, which rose 15% to $11.3 billion, marking the second strongest start to a financial year behind July to December 2019. Amadeus ended 2023 with revenue increases across distribution, air IT solutions, and its hospitality division. In the fourth quarter of the year, Amadeus reported a 17% increase year over year in air distribution revenue to 627 million euros. Air IT solutions rose up by 20% to 495 million euros, while the hospitality solutions revenue increased 5% to 232 million euros. Revenue to the quarter increased 18% year over year to almost $1.4 billion, with EBITDA up almost 20% to almost 470 million euros, a 47% increase to profit to 210 million euros. Fourth quarter results were slightly impacted by the Middle East conflict, with an increase in booking cancellations, which Amadeus said impacted all regions, but called out North America, the Middle East, and Africa. Business travel in India is gaining momentum and is expected to grow over 18% in 2024 due to rising corporate income and foreign direct investment, according to GBTA. In 2023, Indian companies are estimated to have spent $32 billion on business travel, meetings, conferences, and events. While business travel spend in India rose almost 25% last year, it lagged behind other major countries in APAC. Business travel spend includes transportation, accommodation, food and beverage, visa costs, in-trip retail, and is based on the spend originating from India, so it will include expenditure as it's incurred overseas by Indian business travelers. India accounts for an estimated 5.7% of total business travel in APAC and is currently the fourth largest business travel market in the region after China, Japan, and South Korea. Globally, India is ninth in the business travel market. Now in news that impacts the travel industry. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has eliminated its five-day isolation recommendation for those who test positive for COVID. This is according to CNN. Under the new guidelines, people are no longer required to stay at home if they have been fever-free for at least 24 hours without the help of medication and if they have mild symptoms that are improving. This change to symptoms-based guidance is similar to recommendations for the flu and RSV. The CDC recommends taking precautions for the next 5 days, such as wearing a mask, limiting contact with others, and improving ventilation to lower the risk of spreading the virus. The Expedia Group could shed up to 1,500 jobs, roughly 10% of its most recent reported employee count, as it looks to further streamline operations and drive efficiency. Full details have not been released at this point, but earlier this month, through the company's fourth quarter and full year 2023 earnings call, the CFO discussed the potential to optimize cost structure and improve margins. Last year, Expedia Group cut jobs across a number of departments, including travel operations, support, IT, recruiting, marketing, and B2B services. At that time, the company did not provide a specific number, but describes the cut as immaterial to the business. A stock exchange filing and pre-tax charges and cash expenditure linked to restructuring are expected to be between $80 to $100 million, mainly consisting of severance and compensation benefits costs. The Flight Centre Group is shuttering its wholesale division, GoGo Vacations, as part of its shift in U.S. strategy to focus on luxury travel and independent contractors. While the wholesaler is closing, Flight Centre said a transition team will be put into place to service and support all existing bookings. GoGo, along with retailer Liberty Travel, was founded in 1959 in New Jersey. Flight Centre Group acquired Liberty and GoGo in 2007. Flight Centre did not release the numbers, but the CFO said that some jobs will be cut as a result of the closure. Additionally, Flight Centre has launched a new brand for independent contractors called Envoyage. The independent division is a network of 1,400 independent contractors and currently includes the brands Independent by Liberty Travel, Independent by Flight Centre, Travel Managers, and a number of others. Envoyage will replace all of those brands. The rollout is expected to begin in March in the U.S., and Canada, South America, Australia, and New Zealand are to follow. Let's get to the news of mergers and new partnerships. Data specialist Travelogix has inked a multi-year agreement with Travel Councils for Business to provide data as a service via a white-labeled platform. The three-year deal will provide some 200 corporate consultants at the Manchester-based business with on-demand access to data and insights through Travelogix analytics reporting tool. The partnership will be rolled out in six key markets: the UK, Ireland, Netherlands, Belgium, South Africa, and the UAE. Travel management company Tag Group has agreed to acquire California-based production travel specialist Atlantis Travel. UK-based Tag, which specializes in managing travel for the entertainment sector, said the acquisition naturally fits with its ever-expanding growth strategy. Financial details of the deal have not been revealed. As part of the merger, Atlantis Travel will become an extension of Tag's U.S. production team. According to the companies, this will enable the two businesses to identify synergies and focus on areas of improvements from both brands. Scott Gill, who co-founded Atlantis in 1980, added, "Today marks a new chapter for our travel agency as we proudly announce the sale of our business to Tag." Rio Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas has joined Hyatt Hotel Corporation's World of Hyatt Loyalty Program. Members can now earn and redeem points for qualifying stays at the Hyatt-affiliated hotel, which is in the midst of a multi-phase $340 million transformation. Phase 1 of the hotel's two-phase renovation is expected to be completed this fall, when the reimagined all-suite hotel will move into Hyatt's independent collection under the Destination by Hyatt brand. Rio Hotel and Casino, which is owned and operated by Dreamscape, will mark the first Destination by Hyatt hotel in Nevada and the third Hyatt hotel in the Las Vegas area. And now, news of new travel services and improvements. Air India Express announced the launch of Special Express Light Fares, available exclusively on the airline's website or mobile app. Express Light Fares enable guests who prefer traveling without a check-in bag to make the most of the fare, which is lower than the regular fares. Express Check-in enables travelers to avoid queues at counters and baggage belts and comes with a complimentary cabin baggage allowance. In addition to the standard baggage allowance, guests traveling on Express Light Fares can book an additional cabin baggage complimentary during booking process in the manage or check-in sections of the airline website. The Casa en Bas Beach Resort, a new resort coming to the northern end of St. Lucia, will open as Hyatt's first Destination by Hyatt property in the Caribbean. It is expected to open late this year. The 90-room resort will offer a mix of studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom residential-style accommodations, each featuring open-plan living areas, kitchenettes, and private balconies or terraces. The resort will have a restaurant, sports bar, cafe, poolside, and beach clubs. Destination by Hyatt currently has 20 properties in the U.S., Canada, Italy, Spain, and the U.K. Marriott said that the 200 millionth person has joined its loyalty program as the company aims to retain its title for having the world's largest hotel rewards program. The company even identified that member, a gentleman with the first name of Nino, who signed up for the Marriott Bonvoy program at the JW Marriott Marquis Hotel Dubai. The milestone came as Hilton has been signing up loyalty members at a faster pace than Marriott. According to Skift, it is said that Hilton could overtake Marriott's program in size within roughly the next year. And now in some technology news. Online travel agency ClearTrip has announced that its travel agent partners increased by 40% in 2023 as compared to 2022. The company's business-to-business platform, AgentBox 2.0, recorded four times higher volume of business in 2023 than the previous year, it added. AgentBox 2.0 is ClearTrip's agency business platform that aims to provide travel agents with a one-stop solution for booking airlines, hotels, and holiday packages. It also allows agents to earn commissions as well as create sub-agents and expand their business. With 70% growth in monthly agent transactions, ClearTrip has onboarded more than 5,000 agents in fiscal year 2022, establishing what it called the fastest-growing agency network in India. In May 2023 release, the company said that it's built its presence in over 27 cities. Travel platform Atris will provide NDC content via Sabre's global distribution system per an agreement between the two technology companies. The agreement enables Atris to provide corporate and travel management companies comprehensive NDC itineraries alongside traditional GDS content. The content will be widely available for Atris users during the second quarter. For Sabre, the agreement expands the reach of its NDC content as its Beyond NDC program is gaining increased momentum. According to the Vice President of Product Management, who said that they have signed a number of key NDC deals in recent months with Air France, KLM, IHG, LATAM, and Hawaiian. And now, news about sustainable travel. Southwest has created a venture capital arm geared towards helping the airline secure sustainable aviation fuel. The subsidiary, Southwest Airlines Renewable Ventures, has announced its first investment, $30 million for SAF producer LanzaJet, which recently opened a Georgia-based refinery billed as the world's first ethanol-to-SAF production facility. The moves are geared towards helping Southwest meet its commitment to replace 10% of its kerosene-based jet fuel consumption with SAF by 2030. In step with global airline industry goals, Southwest has also committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2050. International Airlines Group IAG has inked a deal to buy 260 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuel from Provider 12. The fuel will be purchased over a 14-year period and be used by the company's five European airlines, British Airways, Iberia, Aer Lingus, Vueling, and Level. 12 produces eSAF, which is power-to-liquid processing, converting renewable electricity, water, carbon dioxide into synthetic liquid fuels that can be used in aviation. IAG calls the deal the largest ESAF commitment announced by any European airline group. IAG also noted that it has purchased approximately 12% of the 2023 world supply of SAF and that its new agreement with the Berkeley, California-based 12 is another major step towards the company's commitment of flying with 10% SAF by 2030. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update. We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know, so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well.